Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 2. Everyone, welcome to the final episode of Suited Up, a series on the armor of God. Oh, that is like the last time I'm gonna say that, which is kind of crazy. You're probably like, oh, Sasori, we already had a last episode. Like, we talked about the last two armor pieces. What are we gonna talk about today? Thank you for asking. So today we're going to be looking at the creative process behind the creation of Suited Up. The concept, the graphic, the titles, everything. We're going to be getting a background look on how God helped me to create this. So me personally, I really, really enjoy learning about the process that makes and leads to a specific body of work. So I thought it would be awesome for you guys to kind of get the inside scoop of how did everything come together? How did God do it? You know, kind of like a mini testimony. So this is basically the behind the scenes of Suited Up. Like, it's the podcast edition of like a behind the scenes YouTube video. So I thought it was fun. I think it's fun. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Come with me. Let's see together. So where did this all begin? So the scripture comes from Ephesians 6, 13 to 18, which says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So this is where it all started, this scripture. It was me in a season where, like, looking back, if I had the armor of God, if I knew these concepts and what they meant, the situation would have looked so different. You know, I would have used different tactics. I would have prayed for, like, peace in my surroundings and my situation. I'm like, God, this situation looks crazy, but I need peace in this battle. You know, I would have been able to speak God's truth over my life constantly, that the way I felt did not determine who I was in that season. That when I knew that, okay, you know what, the devil does use fiery arrows, but if I hold up the shield of faith, if I know that I'm going to be okay in this situation, like, nothing's actually going to harm me or hurt me, this is not going to derail my destiny, I would have came out of that season, that situation, a lot differently. And when I was looking at my journal to, like, figure out the origin of how this whole series came to be, I just noticed the first page over was me writing a letter to God and being like, I was ending something, and it was a kind of a poem. And I was like, that's why God called me into Ephesians 6, 13 to 18. But like, it just came up like, oh, I think the armor of God would be so cool. You know, I think it would be so nice. So, like, obviously, if you're thinking the armor of God would be a good series, you have to figure out where it is in the Bible. You have to read it, study it, and then, you know, bring it together. So with that, when I was constructing each episode, I was teaching you guys and myself the way that I was learning the information. So it was like, I would read a section because I'm like, okay, so how am I going to produce this? Am I going to do 3 episodes of the first 3 armor pieces and then the other 3 and then talk about like prayer by itself in one episode? Am I going to break it into 2 groups, talk about it like that? Am I going to do 1 long episode? And it came to the conclusion, and I thought it would be easier to do 2. So have 2 like topics. So I'm going to be talking about the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness in one section. And the next episode, the shoes of peace and the shield of faith. And you know what I mean? Like, I broke it down in that way. And I was also thinking like, okay, if I'm going to break it down like that, how do I differentiate and how do I not make it seem like one huge blob of me speaking? So that's where the whole concept of having an ad break, right? Because you're listening for so long. Let me give you guys a break. So I try to make them funny. I try to make them witty and like kind of nonsensical or sensical, where it's like, this is, if you need accountability, like, you know what I mean? Just to make it more interesting, make it more fun, make it more like engaging. And I really hope you guys like that. So if you're listening up to this point, actually, if you have my Instagram, o.imafidon_, you can actually like send me a DM and tell me like, I love the ad idea or I didn't, because it will help me gauge whether to use it in the future or not. But that's kind of how it went. Like, I read this body of text. I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, how am I going to break it down for people to understand? Because if I'm ever listening to a podcast, one of the salient things that I'm looking for is this information easy to digest? Like, is what this person is saying, like, easy for me to comprehend? Am I like, what did she say? You know what I mean? Like, is it making sense? So when I'm working on podcast episodes and I'm editing for hours, I'm like truly trying to make sure like this makes sense. Like, when you guys are hearing it, you get what I'm trying to say. It's not hard to grasp, right? That's why I give so many examples, so that you guys can really get it, if that makes sense. So that's where it came from. That's how I constructed. That's how my thinking process went into constructing each episode. And yeah, now, whenever God gives me a podcast idea, I'm thinking, like, okay, God, what could it be? What's the next one? How could we, you know, make it cool, make it whatever? After I have like the concept, like, okay, I think I want to do something like this, God usually blesses me with an art, a visual in my mind, and then I bring it to life. So now we're going to be talking about the banner art. I call it banner art because that's what they say when I have to put an image in each episode. So we're going to call it banner art. We're going to call it direct picture. So in this direct picture, the one that you're looking at right now as you're listening, we have 3 colors. We have gray, navy blue, and a lighter blue. So I'm just going to quickly talk about what went into creating this. Like, I know that there's some creatives listening right now, and maybe you think it's cool, maybe you don't. Everyone has their preference. But I think it's nice, and I'm going to explain why I think it's nice. I'm going to tell you guys how it came to be. So in my mind, when I was thinking of the armor of God, the first thing I really wanted to focus on was emphasizing what I was talking about. That even if you're not seeing, like, even if you see suited up, you're like, okay, am I wearing a suit and tie? Because you see the, like, the medieval suits, the armor that they were wearing, you're like, oh, okay, it's like armor thing. Okay, cool. And then when you read, you're able to see like, oh, it's a series on the armor of God. Ah. So I really wanted to make sure that was plain. That's why I have 4 of them. Also, because you need, like, in the corners, it looks best when it's more aesthetically pleasing when it's 4. So I did that. And then the colors. So my thing with colors is I never want it to look dark and dingy, because that's just not my personality. And that's not how it was manufactured in my brain. I don't know if manufactured is the right word. That's not how it was given to me in my mind. Like, when I'm saying suited up as a woman, I don't want it to be like this dark green with, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's I wanted it to be light. It's a difficult concept to like take in, but I wanted the actual image to be appealing in the eye, where it's not like, oh, I wanted the image to draw you in. Like, oh, this is really nice art. Like, okay, maybe it's going to be interesting based on the art. Because we say don't judge a book by its cover. It's true, but you do judge a book by its cover sometimes. So I was just using the human psychology, you know, just to win you guys over. But yeah, so that was like the overall concept, just like making it clear, making sure that you understood what the content was about while making it neither masculine or feminine. Like, I feel like if someone looks at this, they're not, they're thinking this is a non-binary piece of art. All right, so let's go each concept by each concept. So we have obviously the background, which is gray. And originally it was plain gray. And I don't like just plain colors for some reason. I like it to have some type of effect. So I went to this other software. I think I went to Visco. And I put the granulated effect on it, where if you were to zoom in, you could see like spots. Little gray dots. I think it just added a lot of dimension, which I liked. And then we have, let's see, the soldiers. So each soldier, it's the same image, just placed in different spots. And obviously, armor piece, soldier, or like medieval soldier who has all the armor pieces in. I hope it's explanatory. Like, it's the imagery behind what I'm talking about. And in two of them, there are the actual shield, the shield of faith. And yeah, then we have the kind of squiggles on it. To be honest, I don't have a amazing like reason why those were added. I thought it just added to the image overall. It didn't make it feel so one-dimensional, but it gave it variation, which I really enjoyed. And I kind of covered it. And then we have the actual lighter blue. I feel like I should really know the color. I'm sorry, guys. Next series. Well, we have the lighter blue, which is like a imperfect circle. And I love that it's imperfect, because this journey that we're doing with God is never going to be perfect. When we're in the spiritual place, spiritual like battle, it doesn't look amazing. It's not like... every day you wake up, you feel encouraged to fight. No. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you don't want to do anything. So I love that the circle is imperfect. In addition, the actual words suited up a series on the armor of God. And if you noticed in my art, I have two types of text. I have the main text, which is bold and in your face, like suited up. And then if you're intrigued and interested, you can actually zoom into the image and like, oh, it says a series on the armor of God. That is so cool. And I actually had three different design ideas when it came to the banner art for this series. And I actually posted it on Instagram and I asked you guys for your opinion. So it was very interactive. It was very fun. And this is the one that you guys liked. I liked another one that had the puzzle, like had light blue puzzle pieces all around the image. But the feedback was it kind of took away from the title of the name, so you couldn't see the title as much, which I completely understood. So I went with the popular choice. So next time I'm having a series, guys, you guys are 100% encouraged to like comment on which one I choose. So I love that, because it was really interactive to like speak with people who listen to the podcast, which is awesome. So that's kind of the whole concept. After I got the idea of, okay, we're going to do a series on the armor of God, I went to Canva, which is the software that I use, and I just started working. I had the color in my mind. I had the way I wanted it to go. And by God's grace, it came out looking really, really nice. I hope the image captured. I hope the image captured suited up. You know, the font, it mimics medieval... it's like a medieval font. Like, I hope it just really encapsulated everything that the series was about in image form. So with art, obviously, every week that I put the art up, I also have to put a title. And if anyone's like, how do podcasters make titles or like come up with titles? Honestly, for this series, my main goal was for each week's title to be based on cohesion, consistency, and my personality. What do I mean? So with cohesion and consistency, I wanted there to be like a, is rhetoric a right word? I don't know. I wanted there to be some type of repetition. Like every week, you're probably like, oh, not this being, you know what I mean? Like you come to Everyday Endeavors, you see Suited Up and you're like, okay, I know it's going to start with not this. Right. So I wanted there to be some type of cohesion. It, to me, it just looks aesthetically pleasing. I think it's funny. I think it's current. Like the language that we're using now, like everyone is saying, not this, blah, blah, blah. Not him kind of being cute. Not him being godly and cute. Like it's just some Generation Z stuff that we do. So I did that, which explains my personality. I just put a little razzle dazzle. That's what I do with a lot of things. Like if you see me in person, my outfits, razzle dazzle. My personality, razzle dazzle. My relationship with God, razzle dazzle. So I did want to incorporate that and make it fun, make it light. And if you're more of a logistical person, like, okay, so well, how did you actually come up with the episode? I think the very first one, or the very first episode that had the meat, so the actual first two armor pieces, I was like, what would I name this? Like, God, what should we name this? And I was like, oh, not this information scaring the enemy. That's a good one. And then I just wanted to continue it. And not these two armor pieces being pivotal. Not these two armor pieces revealing more than we thought. Not these two armor pieces threatening the enemy. You know, like I wanted to keep it consistent. And I think I did that fairly well. So thumbs up to me. So that is kind of it in a nutshell, like how everything came together to kind of create Everyday Endeavors. I was in a tough season. God was like, okay, after the tough season, I was, you know, coming to God and just like, God, that was crazy. And from there came out Suited Up, a series on the armor of God. I didn't know it then, but God was equipping me for any other season that I would go through this series. As much as I'm like speaking and telling you what God is teaching me, I'm learning. Like, I know for a fact I'm going to have to go back and listen to some of these episodes, not because I'm vain, but because I'm listening to the God through me. And there's truth in what God was saying through me. So I love that. I really, really think like I'm going to continue. So some people might be thinking right now, why the huge hiatus? Like, why is this episode finishing in December if it started in May? Like, why is this episode coming now when it started in May? Like, why did it take so long? And to be completely honest and to keep it very short, I was disobedient. I knew the call and I didn't obey. I could have finished this series before September, 100%. But because of disobedience, complacency, following my will and not God's will, there was an 8-month hiatus. So that's the main reason why it took so long. And it was a conversation that I had with a friend where she was like, Osasre, you need to shape up because you're not representing God well with your podcast. The inconsistency is showing like your level with God. And that really shook me. So here I am making episodes, even when I'm like, I'm a lot busier than I was in the summer. So there was a heart posture. There was a heart change, which led me like coming back and wanting to do it and just finishing before 2023. I was like, this cannot go on. That's embarrassing. So, yeah. So, with all of that, guys, I want to give a sincere apology to God and to the audience, for those who are listening, for such a long hiatus. It was not necessary. It wasn't fair to you. And I did a disservice to this podcast series. So I also want to thank those who helped me get back on track. I want to give personal shout outs. So I want to say thank you so much to God for giving me the grace to finish, for not giving this assignment to somebody else. I want to thank my close friend Chiamaka for shaping me up, for being my iron. I want to thank Enyala for being someone who supported the podcast, in which I was able to go to a specific place and use a microphone to actually film. And I saw a huge difference in the quality, actually. So I actually purchased a new mic for you guys, for myself, for the advancement of everyday endeavors. So the next episode, I believe the next couple episodes, the quality should go up substantially. I want to thank you guys so much for, oh my gosh, for the people who came up to me and encouraged me, and they were like, oh my gosh, I love that episode. I'm learning, I'm applying it in my life. I really, really appreciate it. You don't know how much it means, honestly, knowing that the amount of work that God and I do behind the scenes, for it to be recognized in public, it means a lot. So I want to say thank you guys for that as well. And like I said in the last episode, I just want to highlight, don't think that because this series is done, that the battle is done. It's not. This is literally the beginning of the knowledge you have about what's going on in the spiritual realm. So just keep pressing through, keep learning, keep applying, because literally until we meet God in glory, until we meet Jesus in glory, until we meet the Holy Spirit in glory, is when this battle ends. So let's just shape up. Let's be focused in 2023. Let's not succumb to the enemy, because he has no hold over you. And I'll leave you guys with this for those who are excited. I'm actually already working on another series, and it's not just me this time, guys. It's actually more people. God-fearing people that I trust, the God in them. We're actually going to be doing a series. I'm not going to be giving you too much information. That's all the information you're getting. I am sorry. When you see the episode, you see the episode. So we're going to be doing a series. I plan on publishing it on February. And if I do not publish it on February, guys, breathe down my neck. DM me at @o.imafidon_. Be like, where's the podcast, sis? You said you were going to get it out February. Okay? The plan is to get it out on February. And I just, oh my gosh, the amount of juice you guys are going to receive. Y'all are not ready. You guys are not ready. You guys? Huh? Yeah, not ready. And I'm just excited for what 2023 is going to bring for us. I know that we're going to grow exponentially. So follow me on my journey to being more like Jesus. And I pray that as I'm growing, you're growing with me. And hey, don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I pray that you learned something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go. Live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors.